anybody in that row sort of below the balcony, you might get covered with a flag today. That's obviously the theme of our Holiday Bible Club, and today is our Holiday Bible Club service. And I'll be doing very little this morning, other than announcing who's going to come up and do various bits and pieces. So I want to say a big thank you to everyone who's been involved in the Holiday Bible Club. It takes a lot of planning, weeks and weeks and weeks beforehand. And then we have to have the Holiday Bible Club that week. And even on the Friday night when it's all finished, they're all in here decorating this. When the service is over today, they have to take it all down again. And so when you get to about 3 o'clock, take a big deep breath and go home and put your feet up. Because you thoroughly deserve it. I want to say a big thank you. Thank you also to those who have been helping out. We also run Solid Ground, so those folks come in and made tea and coffee and kept me well fed and biscuits all week, so that was very good. They were taking the plate off me at that minute at one stage. They had to go chasing the biscuits, but I did get them at the end of the day. So thank you to everyone who made that available for us. It's great that some of you I see here I recognize because you've been in having tea and coffee while the kids are having their fun. And if you're visiting with us this morning, I do see a number of faces that are not familiar to me on a Sunday morning here. You're all very welcome. And we do hope that you'll stay and stay with us after the service. We all go around for a cup of tea and coffee and more biscuits after the service. So come around and join us there for fellowship as we just share together for a few minutes after the service. I have a few announcements to make. The announcement sheet has been made available. There are a few other things that we want to just highlight for you. The folks who are going on the trip this week, leaving on Tuesday, I believe, the choir trip, if you could all meet at the front. There's some last-minute preparations and organizational things just to sort out. So if you're going on that trip, you're here this morning, please come to the front of the church at the end of the service, and you'll get whatever information you're to get there. Yesterday also was the Rosemount Show, and we had a number of people from the congregation who were helping out there, stewarding and directing, and thank you very much to you for that. It really helps the club run that day and make it a safe day, and I had a wee dander over myself, and it seemed to be a very good and enjoyable day, so thank you all very much for that. This Wednesday night is TAP, Trinity at Prayer, so if you've got a spare hour, come along and we pray together for a prayer of thankfulness for the stuff that's gone on, and asking God to be with us and with other people as we pray for the congregation and even people who don't belong to your congregation. We still pray for them as well. We're quite generous in our prayer life, so if you'd like to join us in that, you'd be very welcome to come along. Then after that, after TAP on Wednesday night, the discipleship group leaders are meeting, and I know some of you are going to be away on the trip, but I'll catch up with you whenever you come back again. But we just want to ease you into where we're going this year with the discipleship group, so the leaders, if you could please come along to that, I would greatly appreciate it. Talking about prayer, we have our 24 hours of prayer coming up, and we like to have the church open for the 24 hours, and we like to have at least 2 people on duty. There's a little rota there in the vestibule, and there's one round by the church hall entrance. If you could spare a little slot, please put your name down. We need people to volunteer for that. And there'll be more about the whole 24 hours of prayer later on, a bit closer to the time, what we're going to be doing and when we're going to be doing certain things. But we really do need people to be here and have the church with someone in it. So that would be great if you could come and do that. And there's just one last announcement. Oh, 2 announcements, sorry. There's another notice on the notice board on your way out this morning. On the 19th of August at 7:30, Malyle Presbyterian Church are having a treasure hunt and a sausage sizzle. I think it's a treasure hunt where you drive around. So if you want to go to that, 7:30 Malyle, all the details are on the notice board on the way out. And then this week, there is the Education Authority are running a little club for a couple of days during the week. It's for ages 11 to 16, Tuesday to Thursday. And you have to register for that, and there's only 6 places left. So if you're aged 11 to 16 and you want to go, please see Ray this morning. This will be your last chance to register. Now, you can still come. You can still turn up on Tuesday night if you don't get registered today, but there is a chance that you'll not be able to go or take part. It is limited to 18 places, and that's really all. Once there's 18, they cannot squeeze in a 19th. So if you would like to go to that, see Ray this morning. She'll have the forms. So please get those filled in this morning. That will be great. I think that is all the announcements now. We come to celebrate, we come to have fun, and we come to sing and pray, and we come to worship God this morning. And I want to begin our service of worship by reading a psalm which is very close to my heart whenever I think about holiday Bible clubs and children's ministry and things that we do. And this is quite strange for the, for those of you who are regular with us. I want you all now to turn with me as we read together this morning from God's Word. This is what we call our call to worship. When we get all our announcements out of the way, we say, right, we're going to focus on God, and we come now, and I normally read this little bit, a couple of verses, but it's a few more verses. I'm going to read from Psalm 78. I think that's page 589 in the Pew Bibles there. And I did a little certificate a number of years ago in youth work, in youth ministry, and this was the kind of text that the whole course was built around. And it really helps us to remember what has been going on this week, what we're celebrating here today, and our responsibility as a congregation. This is God's Word, reading from Psalm 78. O my people, hear my teaching. Listen to the words of my mouth. I will open my mouth in parables. I will utter hidden things, things from of old, what we have heard and known, what our fathers have told us. We will not hide them from their children. We will tell the next generation the praiseworthy deeds of the Lord, his power, and the wonders he has done. He decreed statutes for Jacob and established the law in Israel, which he commanded our forefathers to teach their children, so the next generation would know them, even the children yet to be born. And they in turn would tell their children, and they would put their trust in God. Ending there at verse 7. That promise that the psalmist has recorded thousands of years ago is real for us today. Because people in our generation, in our family tree, people who have long since passed from the scene of time in this building, have held to the trustworthy deeds of the Lord, and they have told the next generation, and they told the next generation, and then you're maybe in that, I have to be careful with this bit now, you're maybe in that senior generation. And from that most senior generation to the most youngest of the generations, we are continuing that work that God instructs us to do. He doesn't say that this is a good idea that we tell the next generation. We must tell the next generation. And we have seen the most current generation engage with God this week. God is amazing. And he has a plan that we can't really fully comprehend. But it's amazing whenever he reveals little bits of it to us, especially that bit about Jesus. And we have certainly seen that happen this week. We're going to sing about this great God now, and I think there's going to be some people come up and do actions. If they're not, I'm just going to point to that front row or something like that. And now you're all sitting going, oh my word. So some of you red t-shirt people come up onto the stage here. We're going to do some actions to our God as a great big God. That means you have to get up. That means you have to get up, red t-shirt people, and come around to the front. And come around. Folks, the kettle will be boiled dry. So let's all stand together. We're going to sing this song. Our God is a great big God, and he holds us in his hands. And there we go, we've got another willing volunteer. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 20 of them still sitting down. Unbelievable. Let's all stand together, and we'll follow these willing volunteers as we sing Our God.
Okay, so maybe we'll get started. Our God's what?
A great big God.
Or is he a great big God? Which one? Okay, I want to see you actually looking as if you believe what you're singing, okay? And you might even move. Okay. Now, kid, do you know what I mean by this? I want to hear the floor. All right. So, take it away, Graham.
Our God is a great big God, and he holds us in his hands.
going to come before this great big God now in prayer. So let's all close our eyes and bow our heads and join together in prayer. Lord God, we thank you that you are a great big God. And as we just think of the size of this room, and the size of this village, the size of the peninsula, the size of the world, and you hold all of that in your hands, and not only that, Lord, but you hold all the stars in the sky. It's all in your hands. You placed them all where you wanted them to be. And Lord, we just love you because you love us as the most important part of your creation. The part that you sent Jesus to die for. Because we, Lord, we know that this creation that you created to be perfect is not perfect anymore. We know that sin is in this world. And to sort that problem out, Lord, you sent Jesus to die for our sins. So Lord, we thank you this morning. We praise you and we worship you. And Lord, we acknowledge you as the Lord of lords and the King of kings. There is no other gods but false gods. You are the one true God. And Lord, as we worship you this morning, we pray that you would speak to each of us. Every generation gathered here, every boy, every girl, every mom, dad, granny, granda, brother, sister, aunt, uncle, friend, Lord, that you would speak to each of us, saying to us what we need to hear. If you need to encourage us, Lord, we want to be encouraged. If you need to speak to us to tell us that we've done something wrong, Lord, we want to listen and be able to say sorry to you. We want you to forgive us, Lord, for the bad things that we do and the wrong things that we do. And Lord, if we need to hear that Jesus died on the cross for our sins, we just pray today, Lord, that that's what we will hear and know and understand. So Lord, as we meet this morning, we just pray that every generation, every person gathered here would know your presence and would know that we have been in a place of worship today in everything that we do. So Lord, may everything that we do this morning be for your praise, your glory, and your honor. We pray this prayer in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Amen. Okay, Hannah and Karen are going to come to the front now, and they're going to do a little Bible reading for us. I think Hannah is doing the Bible reading, and Karen is going to do a little talk, which will sort of reflect part of what was happening during the week. There's going to be sort of three sections of this, just to let you know what's happening this morning. We're going to this little section, we're going to sing a song, we'll have an offering, then we'll have another little reading and another little talk, and we'll do our prayer of intercession, and then one little reading and talk to finish off before we go home. So I just invite Karen and Hannah now to come and to lead this next wee section for us.
During the week, we done the colour black, and I just want to read something from the Bible. It's Romans chapter 3, verse 23. For all who have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. Basically, what that means is that God had died for our sins. So, thanks.
Yeah, I got black for sin, so I've just got a little visual that I did with the children. So my trusty sidekick is going to fill the vase about halfway full. Now, sin obviously is black, so we have to think of words that you associate with the colour black, which might be night, gloomy, mucky, dirty, okay? So it's not always a nice thing. So what we're going to do is we're going to put these buttons, and the buttons actually are to resemble sin. Now, hopefully it should work. It did work for me on Monday. So what should happen? There's maybe too many bubbles in the Coke. So what should happen in theory, which did? We'll actually maybe try some more Coke. they should sink to the bottom. And it was to show about if we do something wrong, maybe we've not been nice to a friend or we've lied to our mums and dads, that what generally will happen is, and as I say, it did happen. Archie can verify, because one button didn't actually rise. Isn't that right, Archie? But the other two sunk. They all sunk, didn't they? So what should really happen is, has one sunk? No. They should sink. That's it. Now you push them down. So they sink to the bottom. I'm just glad they worked on Monday night for me. But the theory is they should sink to the bottom. And that's like what our sins do. We try to hide our sin deep down inside us. But eventually our sin works right back up to the top. And it could be, like I say, just a tiny sin, or we could do something as we get older. It could be a larger sin. So we all know that to get forgiveness is that if we ask God and Jesus for forgiveness, our sins then, like this, will rise to the top, and then you scoop one out. Then we take it out, and then that sin is gone because we have asked for forgiveness. So on Monday, that was me trying to let the children see the visual for sin. And to show them that if they give their life over to Jesus and God, then they don't have to hold on to their sins. They just have to ask forgiveness, because I did remind them that the only person who has never sinned is God, and that's why he can cleanse us of our sins. So that was my wee talk, and typically today it didn't work.
Karen, but the words were definitely true. The words are definitely true. And that's always live performances. So thank you very much, Karen, for that. We're all going to sing again now. So he's got the whole world in his hands. We've really sort of talked about that. We've prayed about that, how God is in control, and he's even in control and has power over our sin. So we're going to stand all together and sing again. Something in your hand that God wants you to get out of your hand and put into his hand, and that's the offering. So we're going to worship God now as the boys and girls. I think we've selected some boys and girls for this job, and they're going to be helped by some people in red t-shirts, so our offering is now going to be received. Let's all just pray together and give God the glory for our offering. Lord, we just thank you today for just the truth that we have heard so far. How you have us in your hands. And Lord, we know everything is yours. Everything that we think we own really belongs to you because you've given it to us. And Lord, you ask us to give from a willing heart and a joyful heart an offering back to you. So Lord, this offering this morning, we just pray that it has come from joyful and willing hearts, and that, Lord, you would be pleased to take it and bless it, glorify it, so that people would know that you are God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Now we have Sandra. Yes, Sandra's looking at me going, am I supposed to be standing up now? Yes. Now we have Sandra and Jane, I believe, are going to come and read and sort of reflect what they were talking about during the week.
Hi. You can testify, I'm not good with these, but I'll do my best. We're going to talk about the color red, and just red that signifies the blood of Jesus shed for us, and for its power to cleanse us from all our sins. And it comes from 1 John 1 and 7. But if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus, his Son, purifies us from all sin. And I'll call on Jane to share.
Okay, I think I see lots of boys and girls definitely sitting up there, some down here, so keep your eyes peeled to the front because I'm going to ask you a few questions. I think some of you already know this, but if I show this around, can anybody tell me who this is? Or you don't have to know their name, can you tell me what they're well known for? Archie? You see him Bolt, yeah, that's his name, and what's he well known for? Does anyone know? Niall? Yeah. He is a champion runner. He is one of the best runners in the world. So he is known as a champion runner. And we have learned this week about a really amazing champion, the greatest champion of all. And he's not a champion because he was a runner. He's not a champion because he was a swimmer. He is a champion because he did something so special. Does anyone know who I'm talking about? Matthew, your hand shot up there. Jesus, that's right. That's who we've been learning about this week. And we can learn all about Jesus in the Bible. But we don't have time to read all of the Bible today. So we're going to look at it through this scroll. Good, it's good to see you all looking down up there. So what have we learned about Jesus this week? Well, we learned that he lived over 2,000 years ago. He maybe wore different clothes to you and I, spoke a different language. He lived in a place called Israel. He worked as a carpenter, so he built things. But he was also like you and I, even though he wore different clothes. He liked spending time with his family. He liked spending time with his friends. And he really loved praying to his Father God. But Jesus was really special. Do you know why he was special? Because he was God's only son. And God is in heaven, and he is perfect and holy. So that meant Jesus is also perfect. Jesus never did anything wrong. Karen just told us about sin, about going our own way and not going God's way. Well, Jesus always went God's way. He never went his own way. So God had a really special job for Jesus to do while he was on earth. Jesus spoke to thousands of people while he was on earth, and he told them the amazing things that God could do and the amazing things that he could do and how much God loved them. He made sick people feel better. He made blind people be able to see again. And he could do all of these amazing miracles because he had God's power helping him. One day he was even able to feed 5,000 people with just how many fish? Yes. Two fish, and do you know what else from our picture? How many pieces of bread? 5. That couldn't even feed my family, but it could feed 5,000 people. And you know what? There was even crumbs left over in the basket. But Jesus also had lots of challenges while he was on earth, because Satan, the devil, tried to tempt Jesus. Satan tried to make Jesus go his own way and not go God's way. He tried to make him cheat. He tried to make Jesus believe in the devil and not God. Sometimes the devil tries to make us do that, doesn't he, boys and girls? He maybe tells you, if your mum tells you to tidy your room, you don't have to do it. You can still play the PlayStation. Maybe he tempts you to cheat whenever you're in school doing a test. The devil tries to make us do all of these things. And you know, you can pray to Jesus and you can ask him to help you not to do those things and to give in to that temptation. Well, do you think Jesus gave in to any of the temptation by the devil? What? No. That's right. Jesus never gave in, because Jesus is a true champion. Jesus is perfect. He never sinned. And he never gave in to the devil, because he loved God and he knew that God had something very special for him to do on earth. So finally, when he was on earth, he did something really, really special for me and for you, for all the boys and girls in the world, for all the mummies and daddies. Jesus died on the cross. Even though he never gave in, even though he never did anything wrong, he died on the cross because he loved you and he loved me, and he wanted to take the punishment that we all deserve. Jesus did that so that he could become your champion. And Jesus can become your champion if you believe in him and you turn away from all the wrong things that you have done and you say sorry to him and ask him to forgive you. Then Jesus can become your champion and you can become part of God's family. So hands up if you think Jesus is a real champion. Oh, I just see lots of children. I don't think any of the adults think that. Hands up if you think Jesus is a real champion. Brilliant. He's all listened really well.
I'm going to be a champion stair climber by the time this service is over. I didn't get to see the most of this week, so I want to pop down and see it as well. That was really good. Thank you very much. And the camera was on there, so I'll be rechecking what's been recorded to see who put their hand up to believe Jesus is a champion or not. But hopefully lots of hands were up, because Jesus is a real champion. Thank you. We're going to sing now another song, a particular favorite of mine. I like this one. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. Let's all stand together and sing.
This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine.
We're going to pray again now. I think Elaine is coming to lead us in our prayers of intercession. We pray for other people as part of our worship service. So, boys and girls, it's good that we listen to the prayers of intercession, because it means that we can leave here and continue to pray. We can pray tomorrow and the next day for the things that we hear about in church. So Elaine's going to lead us now in our prayers.
Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we come before you this morning to pray for others. We especially pray for the children who attended Holiday Bible Club this week, and ask that you help them understand the meaning of the stories and Bible verses that they learnt each evening. We pray that the seeds of your word that were scattered over the five evenings will germinate, and with your almighty love, the children will grow in their faith and follow you for the rest of their lives. We pray that the craft items that the children made and brought home each evening have triggered discussions and presented opportunities for the children to explain their meaning and share the good news with their parents and their families. We pray for all the children's parents, grandparents, brothers and sisters, that they will set aside time to listen as their children tell them about your precious son and what he did for us. We pray that you will give the parents the right words to answer any questions their children may have, and encourage and guide unsure parents to any member of this congregation who would be willing to help. Father, we pray for families that are going through tough times because of illness, relationship difficulties, or financial problems. We ask for your caring hand and watchful eye over them. Lord, we give you thanks for your hand in making Holiday Bible Club possible, and for drawing so many children from the village and further afield to hear your word. Help us to encourage our young people to follow your example. We also want to give thanks for all the leaders and helpers that you placed within the Holiday Bible Club team, including the Christianity Explore team, who helped with registration and running Solid Ground. Lord, as Holiday Bible Club week draws to a close, we thank you for our time of rest today. We ask that you help us to see that we need to take time to relax and rewind in order to build ourselves up again for your kingdom. Lord, in your mercy, please hear our prayer. Amen.
Thank you, Elaine. And I think now we have Sharon and Alex. They're going to come up and read for us again and give us our last little talk.
The verse is Psalm 51, verse 7. Cleanse me with hyssop, and I will be clean. Wash me, and I will be whiter than snow. This was the verse we shared with the children on Wednesday to depict the color white, and it was to show that we are cleansed through the blood of Jesus. So when God looks down from heaven, he no longer sees the color black, but because the children have Jesus in their heart, he now sees the color white. So Alex is going to share a story with you now.
Hello. I'm just going to move this. Sorry, don't want to stand on the offering. Okay, so we were thinking about things that are white. So could some people just shout out some things that are white? Yeah, just shout it out. Snow, okay, that was the obvious one. Anybody else? Yeah, no. Clouds? Anybody upstairs? Yeah, that was a good one from Croatia. Okay, yeah? Whiteboards, yeah. So we're thinking about, yeah, David? Whiteboards, yeah, definitely. So we're thinking about things that are white. And so we were saying on Wednesday night how to get forgiveness. Because I said in that, in the verse said that we are white as snow. But how do we get white as snow? So I was teaching the juniors a little thing just to remember how to get forgiveness. So it's A, B, C. So it should be really simple to remember. So A was you need to accept. So what we heard, that we need to accept that there's sin, that we've seen the Coke thing, that we all have sin in our lives. So we need to accept that we've all fallen short and have sin. Then B was believe. We need to believe in what Jane just said about the story of Jesus. And we need to believe that that God sent his only son to die on the cross for us. And then C was our choice. So we can choose to become white as snow, as I said in the verse, and we just repent. That's just what all the adults say. But it just means you just turn away from your sin and say, God, I'm sorry, and can I have forgiveness? Or you can choose the other way, and that's to turn away from God. And that's a decision that a few of the young people were making this week, and so to choose to turn to God or to turn away. But we're also saying the things that are white can get dirty. So I was saying the other day, was in a white t-shirt, was eating a bar of chocolate, and of course my t-shirt got dirty. The same with our hearts. Just because we're white, just because we ask for forgiveness, just because the leaders here are Christians, that doesn't mean that we're not going to sin. And I think that's something that we need to remember, that still because we're white and because we ask for forgiveness, we'll still sin. We still say, God, I'm sorry, and he will still make us white as snow. So again, I have a little experiment, which I'm hoping will work, but I don't really like chemistry, so I don't know. Right. So this is us, okay? So this is who we are, but that's a wee bit clean for us. We need some sin. So I'm going to pour in some sins. So that's all the bad things we do wrong. That could be saying bad things to your parents. That could be cheating on a test. It could be hitting your brother or sister. So this is us before we ask Jesus into our lives. Now, do you think that this could get into heaven? No, this couldn't get into heaven. If God did not send Jesus to die on the cross, like this, we couldn't get into heaven. But God did. God sent Jesus to die on the cross for our sins. And if we say, I am sorry for all the bad things I've done, can you please help me? Then this is hopefully what should happen. So I know a wee bit full there. So if I don't spill it, he turns us white as snow. So this is what we are now. So this means if you ask God into your heart and you say sorry, then you can go to heaven and that you'll be white as snow. So that's me.
Science scored a goal in the first one, but we got our own back. We finished the draw, but of course it's not a draw. Jesus has won. He has been victorious, and of that there is no doubt. Thank you to everyone who has taken part. We're coming towards the end of our service now this morning. We're just going to sing this song, and then when we sing this song, normally the last song, if you're visiting with us and you're not used to church, we normally stay standing at the end of this song, and then I pray before we leave. But we've one little other thing to do. So when we finish this song, we're all going to sit down again. And we've just one little thing to do before we all go around for a cup of tea. So this song's asking us a question. And from what we've heard this morning, it's a very good question. The question is, why don't you put your trust in Jesus? Because each of us, when we're born, are as black as that glass was. But each of us can be as white as that glass when we put our trust in Jesus. So let's all stand together and sing this song, and then we'll all sit down just before we end the service.
I just wanted to explain the tune for this song in case anybody doesn't recognize it. Who here watches Match of the Day? Okay. Well, I'm sure any of the kids watch the recording the day after because it's on really late at night in the weekend. So I know loads of you know the tune of Match of the Day. So I want to hear your best voices, loud voices, because mine's is almost gone after singing all week. Okay. So, everybody stand.
Why don't you put your trust in Jesus and ask him to come in? He saw your need from up in heaven and died to save your sin. Why don't you take him as your Savior and let him hold your hand? He will strengthen you and keep you till you reach the promised land. Why don't you put your trust in Jesus and ask him to come in? He saw your need from up in heaven and died to save your sin. Don't you take him as your Savior?
the promised land.
So, take our seats. Now, the boys and girls had a couple of special guests all the way from America, and I think they've returned. Yeah, look at this pair of dudes here. So, ladies, you are ladies, yes? Just checking. What were you doing this week? You like explain to the folks what you were doing?
Well, we actually had all the kids, and we got them to the front, and we warmed them up before they did their stories and crafts.
Oh, you warmed them up? You sort of wrapped them in blankets? And
no, we had them doing some serious aerobics.
Serious aerobics?
Like, really, really good.
Like, really, really good?
Yeah.
I think you're going to have to... Going to have to show us what these serious aerobics are like here. Oh wow. Wow. With music.
Yeah.
Good. You're to me, like the peak of physical prowess. Like, I mean, my question is, why are you not at the Olympics? I mean,
because we decided to come here instead.
Wow.
We came to the Gospel Olympics.
The Gospel Olympics. Well, that
the
was
best
brilliant.
Olympics.
That's what it was called, the Gospel Olympics, and these pair of athletes. This pair of athletes were leading in the warm up, and they're going to help me now with a special prize. And there was a competition, and. There was a number of teams. Anybody want to shout out the name of their team? In the middle of that, there was teams. Was there Sweden? There was one person in Sweden. Italy? Oh, South Africa? Japan? Canada? Where else? Colombia? Did I miss any? Anyway, there was a competition, and of all of those names, I only have three. In third place, drum roll please, Canada! Normally you would get a bronze medal, but we don't have any bronze medals, so all you have is a round of applause. And in second place we have... Italy! Are you excited?
We are so excited. Very tense.
I will give you
and the
winners. Pleasure.
The winner is Olympics.
South Africa!
Wow. Heather was in South Africa. Of course, Heather and Donald used to live in South Africa. Well done to all the boys and girls in South Africa. And at the end of the service, if you want to come up to the front, in a wee moment, I'm just going to pray, and then you come up to the front, and there will be a prize for all the boys and girls who were in the South African team. Well done. So, folks, thank you very much. Thank you all for coming. We encourage you to come round for a cup of tea. We're all going to stand together now, and I'll just pray, and then we will end our service thanking God for all that he has told us today. Lord, we just thank you for this opportunity this morning to be in your house, to enjoy the fellowship together and think about all the things that the boys and girls have heard during the week. And Lord, we thank you that Jesus did die and he rose again and he wants us to put our trust in him. And we ask now, Lord, as we leave here this morning, that the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit would rest and remain on each of us, both now and forevermore. Amen.